AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The forecast calls for more rain starting tonight in parts of South Carolina. Some places could get as much as an inch of rain. Governor Nikki Haley is telling people who live close to the Atlantic coast to be prepared to get out.
There are areas of Georgetown County. There's areas of those other three areas that we mentioned as well down in that area where the water is coming. If they come to your door, it is time for you to leave.
The massive rainstorm in South Carolina is blamed for at least 17 deaths. The search for a Speaker of the House goes on. New York Republican Peter King says it's the ultra-conservatives in the party who are way out of line.
No group has the right to hijack the House, and that's what's going on here, and it should have been crushed a long time ago.
Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan has said he doesn't want to be Speaker, but the pressure is growing for him to take the job. The Pentagon is giving up trying to build a new rebel force in Syria. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The current approach of creating a new force of moderate rebels only produced a handful of combat-ready fighters. Lawmakers have called it a joke. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the Pentagon is now shifting toward equipping and supporting established rebel groups already fighting Islamic State militants, using Kurds in northern Syria as an example.
We think that is an effective and a more effective approach.
Officials have said the new effort would focus more on embedding recruits with those units instead of sending them straight into combat. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Classes are being held today at Northern Arizona University. Overnight, there was a confrontation between two groups of students. Shots were fired. One person was killed. Three others were wounded. A suspect, Stephen Jones, is in custody in Arizona. The baseball regular season is over, and the Seattle Mariners have fired their manager, Lloyd McClendon, after two seasons. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow up 9 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a search going on in Kentucky for two young boys who were last seen at a campground in the Red River Gorge area. The boys are 5 and 7. Police described the terrain in the area as treacherous. The Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet has won the Nobel Peace Prize for their work transitioning Tunisia to a democracy. The AP's Carl Ritter reports the selection is a bit of a surprise.
Much of the speculation had focused on Europe's migrant crisis, on the Iran-U.S. nuclear deal, perhaps some other award that would highlight efforts to fight nuclear weapons since it's 70 years since the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombing.
The quartet consists of workers, business owners, rights activists, and lawyers in Tunisia. U.S. Park Police and the Secret Service say a man has been cited charged with illegally flying a drone that landed on the ellipse just south of the White House. Howard Solomon says he just was trying to take pictures of the Washington Monument. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.